Heading, Personal Workers and Wise Council Laws. Subheading, Our Example Affects Our Council. When a crisis comes in the life of any soul, and you attempt to give counsel or admonition, your words will have only the weight of influence for good that your own example and spirit have gained for you. You must be good before you can do good. You cannot exert an influence that will transform others until your own heart has been humbled and refined and made tender by the grace of Christ. When this change has been wrought in you, it will be as natural for you to live, to bless others, as it is for the rose bush to yield its fragrant bloom or the vine its purple clusters. Mount of Blessing, page 183, 1896. Subheading, Personal Ministry and Bible Work. There is need of coming close to the people by personal effort. If less time were given to sermonizing and more time were spent in personal ministry, greater results would be seen. The people are to be relieved, the sick cared for, the sorrowing and bereaved comforted, the ignorant instructed, and inexperienced counseled. We are to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. Accompanied by the power of persuasion, the power of prayer, the power of love of God, this work will not, cannot be without fruit. Ministry of Healing, pages 143, 144, 1905. Subheading, Women as Messengers of Mercy. We greatly need consecrated women who, as messengers of mercy, shall visit the mothers and the children in their homes and help them in the everyday household duties, if need be, before beginning to talk to them regarding the truth for this time. You will find that by this method you will have souls as the result of your ministry. Review and Herald, July 12, 1906. Subheading, Reaching Hearts by Interest in the Sick. My brethren and sisters, give yourselves to the Lord for service. Allow no opportunity to pass unimproved. Visit the sick and suffering and show a kindly interest in them. If possible, do something to make them more comfortable. Through this means, you can reach their hearts and speak a word for Christ. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 36, 1909. Subheading, Being a Friend to the Family. The sisters can do much to reach the heart and make it tender. Wherever you are, my sisters, work in simplicity. If you are in a home where there are children, show an interest in them. Let them see that you love them. If one is sick, offer to give him treatment. Help the careworn, anxious mother to relieve her suffering child. Review and Herald, November 11, 1902. Subheading, People Saved as Individuals, Not in Masses. Salt must be mingled with the substance to which it is added. It must penetrate and infuse in order to preserve. So it is through personal contact and association that men are reached by the saving power of the gospel. They are not saved in masses, but as individuals. Personal influence is a power. We must come close to those whom we desire to benefit. Mount of Blessing, page 59, 1896. Subheading, Need for Women Counselors. If any woman, no matter who, casts herself upon your sympathy, are you to take her up and encourage her and receive letters from her and feel a special responsibility to help her? Footnote, addressed to a conference president, signed compilers. End of footnote. My brother, you should change your course with regard to such matters and set a right example before your brother ministers. Keep your sympathy for the members of your own family who need all that you can give them. When a woman is in trouble, let her take her trouble to women. If this woman who has come to you has cause of complaint against her husband, she should take her trouble to some other woman who can, if necessary, talk with you in regard to it without any appearance of evil. You do not seem to realize that your course in this matter is exerting a wrong influence. Be guarded in your words and actions. Letter 164, 1902. Subheading, A Grand Work in Which Heaven Unites. The work you are doing to help our sisters feel their individual accountability to God is a good and necessary work. Footnote, addressed to a woman of broad public appearance who had joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church, signed compilers. End of footnote. Long has it been neglected, but when this work is laid out in clear, simple, definite lines, we may expect that home duties, instead of being neglected, will be done much more intelligently. The Lord would have us ever urge the worth of the human soul upon those who do not understand its value. If we can arrange to have regular, organized companies instructed intelligently in regard to the part they should act as servants of the Master, our churches will have a life and vitality that they have long needed. The excellency of the soul Christ has saved will be appreciated. Our sisters generally have a hard time with their increasing families and their unappreciated trials. I have so longed for women who could be educated to help our sisters rise from their discouragement and feel that they could do a work for the Lord. This is bringing rays of sunshine into their own lives, which are reflected into the hearts of others. God will bless you and all who unite with you in this grand work. Letter 54, 1899.